In what has become a daily routine in Egypt, the country awoke on Tuesday to the news of 5 new bombings. The explosions in Matariya and the capital Cairo targeted stores and cars belonging to foreign communication companies. This was not the case in one of Monday's 4 bombings, when 2 people were killed and several injured in an attack that targeted the premises of the Higher Judicial House and the office of the Prosecutor General. The fact that explosions are now hitting the country's biggest cities and the Nile Delta, the Mediterranean and Upper Egypt has made many Egyptians worried that groups affiliated to ISIL Takfiri terrorists active in the Sinai Peninsula have now reached the heart of the country. Pro-government analysts accuse the Muslim Brotherhood of being behind the bombings.
The Muslim Brotherhood and their allies in the so-called anti-coup alliance must bear responsibility here. They want to negatively affect the economy and tourism and expose the government as a failed one. And just listen to claims of responsibility for such attacks coming from Brotherhood, so-called revolutionary punishment groups.
But revolutionary punishment groups who have distanced themselves from the Brotherhood say they don't target civilians and add that they are only after those who have killed revolutionaries in a country where justice is totally absent. But Egyptian activists say the government could be behind these bombings in order to justify its violent crackdown against opponents.
Instead of throwing false accusations at the Brotherhood, the jailing of tens of thousands of peaceful protesters and the killing of dozens of them inside jails, I think the real job of the security apparatus should be to go out after the real terrorists and halt the bloodshed.
Figures show Egypt's military-backed government has jailed nearly 16,000 people since July 2013. Rights groups say over 1,000 people have been killed in the political violence since the ouster of Morsi, most of them due to excessive force used by security forces. Sharply divided Egyptians are frustrated with the unabated bloodshed now threatening everyone across the country. And with no clear end in sight to the divide, Egypt remains very much on the edge. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.